Shout it loud, hallelujah. May the Lord God bless real good. May the Lord God bless real good. He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you real good. Point to somebody outside here.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good.
May the Lord God bless you real good. He brought you here.
Real good,
real good,
real good,
real good.
Turn to another person and shout it loud.
May the Lord God bless me.
Real good,
may the Lord God bless you. Real good,
real good.
He brought you here to bless your life.
Pray for yourself now, yourself now.
May the Lord God bless me. Real good,
real good.
May the Lord God bless me. Real good,
real good.
He brought me here to bless you. May the Lord God bless me.
Raise your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear. Shout out your own name. Your name. Daniel Olukoya. Hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it upon yourself. Hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. In Jesus' name we pray. So this week, can you say that loud and clear? I shall swim in divine favor. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that I want you. I shall swim in divine favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus. Shout it louder than that. Laminate my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your voice be loud and clear as you pray these prayers for your life. There are prayers to take control of this particular month. Say, oh God of Isaac, arise. Multiply my laughter. I hear you shouting this loud. Let your voice be louder than that. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Multiply my laughter. In Jesus' name we pray. The powers of heaven ordained to make me great. Can I hear you say that again? Manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus. The powers of heaven ordained to make me great. Manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's breaking through on that prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, negative dreams, negative prophecies, negative visions. Can I hear you say that? Negative dreams. Can you say it again? Shout it again. Negative dreams. Negative fashion against me. down in the name of Jesus. Deal with the negative dreams, negative visions. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. With a voice louder than anyone around you, say any power collecting satanic power because of me. Can I hear the sister say this? As a sister, who needs to shout this with anger? There is still a sister who needs to shout this louder. Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. Let everybody shout it loud. Your time is up. Time. In the name of Jesus. Baptista Tenica, Mikatenda Yaboshanda. That's right. Open your mouth and decree. The Lord brought you here by divine decree. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Sing this loud and clear. Louder than anyone around you. Let your voice ring like thunder as you sing it.
Let the living water flow while my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind.
Oh, yeah.
All my cares and burdens unto you I roll. Jesus,
and sing to the Father. He has done great things.
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 My life has been made whole.
My
life has been filled
home.
My life has been filled
home.
My life has been filled home.
Right there where you are, the power of God is all over you. And right now, I want you to key into that anointing that has come upon your life and shout this prayer loud and clear. Serpents and scorpions, oppressing my dreams. In the name of Jesus, they with the serpents and scorpions oppressing your dreams. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every quencher of my prosperity. Your voice is not loud enough. Fall down and die. In the name of Jesus. The quencher of your prosperity. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This particular prayer, I'm not going to stop you until I see things happen. The Holy Ghost has said this prayer will revive, resurrect, and bring back many virtues that have been buried. Please, pray it in a way that will embarrass your neighbor. Say, any problem associated with a former house I lived in. This is a very serious matter. Many people in their dreams are being brought back to where they lived. What that dream is telling you is that there is something about you in that place. There is a covenant linking you to that place. There is a problem from that place. That's what that dream is telling you. Any problem in my life associated with a former house I lived in. Let me hear the sister saying it. Brothers, can I hear you say the same thing? Brothers, the aggression is not good enough. I want the brothers to try harder than that. My party is a cassette. Everybody together now. Death! In the name of Jesus. Continue, continue. Something is going on. Continue, continue. Amen.
Hear the footsteps of Jesus is now passing by, bearing balm for the wounded, healing all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer who laid at the pool, he's saying this moment will that be made old? Will that be made old? Oh, come, weary sufferer. Oh, come, sins it so. See that it is full. See that the waves roll. Step into the forest. And thou shalt be whole. Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Oh, weary sufferer, oh, come, sick soul. See that the strength is flowing. See that the next thing will roll. Step into the forest.
Stretch your right hand to this altar. Father, your word says, you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. You said to those people, why should a daughter of Abraham suffer on the Sabbath day? By the smiting of these hands this month, let every suffering in any part of the body go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. If you have any problem in your body, smite it 21 times, shouting, go back to the senders. Do it aggressively. Even if you have pain in the area, don't worry. Let's go. Do it well. Mana kantenda ribo sopola kaya bo shentera bo setela kaya ba. Da sente li kaya bo shentera bo sepela kaya bo shentera. Do it well. Something is happening over there. That's right. Jesus. Amen. Check your body now. If the pain you brought here had disappeared, or there was something you couldn't do before you got here, and you are doing so now, run quickly to this altar. The enemy must not be able to put the problem back. There are 7 prayers to pray while these people are coming out. And this is not a prayer to joke with. Can you shout this loud and clear? Powers! Cooking my glory in satanic pots. Can you shout it loud? This voice is not loud enough. You are a liar. Dead. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Makatenda Revoshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. Every wind of infirmity vanish Vanish! Vanish! In the name of Jesus. Speak against the wind of infirmity. In Jesus' name we pray. Anointing to disgrace all my problems. Fall upon me now. It's a great prayer. Anointing to disgrace all my problems. Fall upon me now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. There are some people here from riverine areas. You are from riverine areas. You need to pray this prayer more than anyone here. Say, any power falling asleep to harm me shall not wake up. Can I hear you shouting that one? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Every vampire power aside against my life, drink your own blood in the name of Jesus. Deal with the vampire power in Jesus' name we pray. Two more. Any problem in my life associated with any gift I received. Please pray this one well. Associated with any gift I received. Any problem in my life. Associated with any gift I received. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we cover the signs and wonders with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, say this loud and clear. Fingers of the wicked pointed at my destiny. Please pray this way. Samson had a destiny, but the fingers of the wicked were pointed at him, and it prospered in his life. He became a pepper grinder in the middle of the enemy, and he died with his enemies. Fingers of the wicked pointed against my destiny. Wither in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, open our understanding today. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As you take our Bibles and go to our school on Sunday. Last week, we started a topic. Mental renovation or mental overhauling. And we read quite a few scriptures that day. Again, we are going to read two scriptures this morning before we go on. Then we go from there. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and help to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Keep that scripture at the back of your mind. Then Romans chapter 12 now begins to tell us things. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. Meaning that our way of life, the way we do our things, must be completely different from what the world does. We are not to copy their style. We are not to copy the way they do things. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. And how can you be transformed? By the renewing of your mind. That is, you must renovate your mental state, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so, last week we began to introduce this topic. We began to talk about the value of the mind, the process of the mind, and how you need to become a minister of interior affairs over your heart. And that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I explained that day that once you can change that your mindset, the whole of your destiny will be changed. And this is the true word of God. There are minds that are polluted. There are minds that are wayward. There are mindsets that positions a man for failure. But at the same time, there are anointed minds. An anointed mind is a mind that is in tune with the Holy Ghost. It's in tune with the Holy Ghost. An anointed mind is a mind that is very humble. Very humble. An anointed mind is a mind that is not conformed to this world. It's not conformed to this world. That's an anointed mind. An anointed mind is a mind that is continually being renewed, continually being renewed, continually being renewed. An anointed mind is a disciplined mind that is set on things above. A disciplined mind that is set on things above. Many of us need to invite military discipline into our minds. If we will go to the maximum level of our destiny. An anointed mind is a mind that is positive in outlook. Positive in outlook. No wonder the psalmist said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. That's Psalm 19:40. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. The greatest battleground on earth is the heart. This is our heart. Most battlegrounds, they have two foes, two enemies. But the heart has three. God is interested in the heart. The devil is interested in that heart too. A man too wants to use his heart to do what he wants to do. The psalmist knew that the words of somebody's mouth and the meditation of his heart may be completely unacceptable. It is these unacceptable thoughts that puts us in trouble. Unacceptable thoughts. That these thoughts from your heart that heaven hates. Thoughts from your heart that insults heaven. Those are the things that are unacceptable. I've had so many messages, sermons in my life. One of the best that I've had that changed my life was in my very early days, my first year in the university. For the first time, when we were doing the Christian Congress in the campus, they brought an old-fashioned preacher. Normally, they bring people who say, "Say yeah, say yeah, say he." Those are the people they used to bring. If you know it's for you, say yeah, yeah. Everybody say yeah, yeah. Those are the kind of people. But this time, they brought this old-fashioned conservative preacher. When he came to the altar, looking at him, none of us smiled. It was obvious that the coat he wore must have been borrowed because he was completely double his size. It was obvious from the songs that he was singing that he was not part of us. That it was on a different arena in the spirit realm. And he came that day. And the title of his message, which I will never forget, he said, "The battle I do not want to win. The battle I do not want to win." And he began to talk. Like this, the battle against poverty, I want to win it. I need money. The battle against failure, I want to win it. I need success. It mentioned all the battles we would like to win. Now I said, "But there is one battle I do not want to win. And that is the battle against the Holy Spirit." And he began to explain to us how many of us have worn gloves and we are boxing the Holy Ghost out of our lives. And this is completely true today. Some, by their mindset, you are pushing God away. You are pushing God away from your situation. And you thought maybe you are a big sinner. You thought maybe it's one wicked power. But your mindset, because the Bible said, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Your mindset is pushing God away. The heart is where all our troubles begin. The heart is also where God begins to work. Even as we are here, well-dressed this morning, if we have facility to open every heart, and you compare the heart with the dresses some people are wearing, you'll find that the heart is stinkily dead. This is a very serious matter. So serious that the first time God wanted to destroy man, in Genesis 6:5, he said the imagination of his heart was continually evil every day. And he says, "Above all things, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." As far as you cannot memorize scriptures, you cannot meditate on scriptures, you cannot be rehearsing the word of God as you are walking along, you don't have any program to meditate the Bible, all you are doing is just prayer point, we are praying. There is no word of God inside of you. You cannot renew your mind that way. It's those words that will renew your mind. A regular dipping into the word of God. A regular memorization of scripture. The more you memorize the Bible, the more you meditate on it, the more it enters into your spirit man. So that in your dream, when evil appears, you can say, "Come here, stand there. It is written. You have no right to be doing what you are doing. Because Jesus has delivered me. Because it is written. It is written. It is written." And as we say it is written, they flee. It is that power of "it is written" that many of us do not have physically, so we cannot carry it to our dream life. And therefore, the enemy is just embarrassing us. Embarrassing believers. Because the level of the word of God in you is so low or nothing at all. When the devil confronted Jesus, what made Satan to leave? Because it is written. It is written. It is written. If you must renew your mind, you must be a man or woman of the word of God. It is not just praying prayers. Just praying prayers, praying prayers. It's not just going for deliverance, going for deliverance. I expect anybody who has spent 1 year in this church to know at least 52 memory verses. Very soon now, the 70 days program will start. There are only 7 memory verses. Many don't even learn it. They don't want to learn it. Whereas you have forgotten that the Bible says, he exalts his word above his name. That's what the Bible says. So that word that you are neglecting, that Bible that is gathering dust, will not help you at all. If you must change your mindset. It is the word of God that changes a man. When you go to the university, the words of those professors, the words of those lecturers, they convert you to lawyer. They convert you to doctor. It's their words. I tell you. The same way, it's the word of God that can change you. But when that word refuses to change a man, then his rod will come. The reason many rush to the deliverance ground is the rod. Rod. Because the word will not dipping yourself into it and gathering strength from it. You don't understand why you believe. You don't understand what you are doing. And it's a serious matter. There are some destructive mindsets which must be dismantled if you must renovate your mental life. The first one is victim mentality. Victim mentality. That is, you always think that something is after you. You always think that everybody is against you. You always think that nobody likes you. You always think that when things go wrong, it will go wrong with you. You always think that a witch pursuing you. You always wish that us. You always think that people don't want you around. When people talk, you always think they're gossiping about you. We call it victim mentality. Victim mentality. You must change that mentality. You must change that mentality. You must get yourself to that position where when darkness sees you, they flee. Not choosing they are running after me. You will see, now. They will soon start to pray. Everybody will get miracle. You will see now. It is me who will be left out. It's victim mentality. We gathered 25 people in 1988 and were praying for them to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. One by one, we were laying hands on them. And they were praying in tongues. But there was a sister there. And everybody in the team prayed for her. Nothing. So she was the only one out of 25. So the meeting stopped. She said, I will have been surprised if I receive baptism of the Holy Ghost. I know that my own case is always different. You see now, everybody has received only me. And I said, you need to change that mentality. I'm praying for somebody here that if your problem is victim mentality, may the bulldozing power of the Holy Ghost change you today in the name of Jesus. Let that amen be louder than that. Two, there is parasite mentality. Parasite mentality. That is dependent mentality. You think you cannot succeed unless somebody helps you. So you think you can't do anything by yourself. You think you must know somebody somewhere in order to make it. That is a dependent mentality. Whereas what you're supposed to have is a divine dependent mentality. Divine dependent mentality. Saul, had become a king on a platter of gold. He didn't canvass for it. He didn't look for it. He was just looking for his father's asses, and he was anointed a king. Platter of gold. No wonder our ancient fathers tell us that what a man does not sweat for, he does not last long. He got it on the platter of gold. And now he had misused it. Now a problem has entered his life. He is running mad. A mad king. He was not the first mad king in the Bible, but he was a mad king. Occasional insanity. The people in the palace, they got worried. What can we do to help the king? What can we do to help the king? Someone said, let's get somebody who is skillful in playing of music, who can play anointed music. And upon that music is played, it will calm down the king. That was the solution. But then there's a problem. Getting the fellow who could play that instrument to the level that will give relief to King Saul. Then, somebody in the palace, possibly a servant, said, my lord, there is one boy in the wilderness called David who is skillful in playing instruments. Let's get him, and the king will be okay. Here was David at the backside of the desert, who never dreamt he would get to the palace. But God raised a voice for him, where he had no voice. God did not use the voice of a VIP, not the voice of long leg, not the voice of I know this, I know that. A total stranger said, go get David. And that was what brought David into the palace. Dependent mentality is not good. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So the earth belongs to God and to the children of God. So I'm praying for anyone else. That in that place where you have no voice, nobody to talk for you, nobody knows you, all they are seeing is your paper, all they are seeing is your name, by the power of the God of Elijah, God shall raise a voice for you. He shall raise a voice. 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 In the name of Jesus. A servant forever. Three. There is grasshopper mentality. Grasshopper mentality. That is inferior mentality. That is, you are looking down on yourself. Nobody is looking down on you. You are the one looking down on yourself. You are talking down on yourself. You are calling yourself names. You have a low estimation of yourself. It is grasshopper mentality. And God hates that mentality with perfect hatred. 12 people were sent to the promised land. So go and look at the place. It was true. The plants there, the vegetation was good. Plenty of good fruits. Plenty of agric work. But there were giants in the land. The people who went, when they came back to Israel, 10 of them said, ah, we are not able to go. We saw giants there. And before those giants, who were like grasshoppers. We can go. And they put sorrow in the mind of the people. Only 2 out of 12, Joshua and Caleb, said, no, since God asked us to go, the giants, they are meat for us. Let us go. But those people kept saying, we are grasshoppers. We can go. And the Lord said, okay. God was very angry. Because it's God that sent them there. So he is the one who will fight the battle. He says, you shall keep your peace, I will fight for you. But these people said they are like grasshoppers. God was angry. So God came and said, okay, since you said you are like grasshopper, so you will be grasshopper. Then you will die here. You will not go to that land. Because you with your own mouth, you have said you are grasshopper. I'm praying for somebody else. Every grasshopper spirit and grasshopper mentality in any life here. Be scattered in the name of Jesus. 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 Four. There is a serpent heart, the serpent mind, dangerous and angry mind. Dangerous and angry mind. With due respect to everybody in this morning service, or from wherever you may be hearing this message, if you have anger in your life, your problem is worse than all the witches and wizards in Nigeria put together. Put together. It's easy to be angry, but is it with the right person? Is it to the right degree? Is it at the right time? Is it for the right purpose? Is it in the right way? The Bible did not say don't get angry. It says where you direct that anger is most important. If you direct your anger to prayer, you direct your anger to possess your possession, it's good anger. There is bad anger, there is good anger. Anger is temporary madness. And those of you who have gone to the school of deliverance, they must have taught you that there are some demons we call gate men demons, gate demons. We call them gatekeepers. These demons are the ones who are at the gate. One of them is anger. When you lose your temper and you get angry, they open the door and say, hypertension, where are you? Come in. Stress, where are you? Come in. Migraine, are you there? Come in. Bad luck, are you ready? Come in. Sickness, are you ready? Come. The gate is still open. Come. By the time you now calm down, I say, it's okay. I'm no longer angry. I'm fine now. The harm has already been done. More than any other property, anger has destroyed so many good relationships. Anything started in anger usually will end up in shame. And the truth is this, he who angers you, conquers you. He who angers you, conquers you. But when you are provoked, and you refuse to be provoked, they can't conquer you. Eli angered Anna. Abba, somebody was in church praying to God. And this man is a priest. Imagine you there, you are praying your prayer. And I walk up to you. I say, madam, stop drinking beer. You understand? Stop drinking beer. You are praying like a drunk person. It's provoking anger. But Anna refused to be provoked. Because she refused to be provoked, that woman went from insult to result. She went from mockery to miracle. From insult to result. From insult to result. From ridicule to revolution. That woman. Anger usually begins with foolishness. And the truth that anger hurts the owner more than the one against whom that anger is directed to. The angry man, the angry woman has already defeated himself in the battle of life. When the Bible says, be angry but sin not, what he is telling me is that don't be angry with anything but sin. Say, be angry with sin. You are a young lady, you are not married, a man is not your husband, a man is not married to you, and he's putting his hands inside your clothes anyhow. You have the right to be angry with that and give him the blow and say, take your hands away from me. That's good anger. Good anger. Don't get angry at all except with sin. That's what the Bible is saying. Patience. Patience in one moment of anger can release you from 100 years of sorrow. Sometimes the 5 minutes you use to padlock your mouth, that 5 minutes will padlock it. You are getting angry inside, but to keep that mouth shut will save you thousands of afflictions. And the medical doctors, those who know about biology and physiology of the human being here, will tell you that every time you get angry, you poison your own system. A doctor should tell you that one. There are things in the body, hormones in the body, that are produced and put into the blood system when you lose your temper. Adrenaline. And that's not good for your body. You increase the level in your body and you poison your own system. It's always a shame when you see a couple come for counseling and you're telling daddy, don't go there. Don't go there. We are before man of God. Don't go there. To go there, we show you that I'm the king son of my mother. Don't go there. Say, mommy, be careful here. Be careful here. I don't bloody care. I can beat you up here. And I won't come to this church again. Do you understand? Because of the respect I have for man of God. That's why I'm listening to you here. And the body is shaking and vibrating. They are dying slowly. 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 I want to counsel all those. Oh, I say flying tantrums and temper that you need to pray. You need to deal with it. By the time anger finishes its work in the life of a man, it turns him to a rag. Anger is self-cannibalism. There were two men in the desert. They were lost in the desert. And every day they were hoping that they would be rescued. But nobody came to rescue them. Then in the night, one of them was very thirsty. He had finished drinking his own water and now stole the water of his colleague and drank it. When that one too woke up and he wanted some water, he found that somebody drank his water. There were only two people there. He said, you drank my water. The man said, no, you drank it yourself. No, it was at this level when I slept. And they started fighting. The desert. They started fighting. Until they were wounding themselves. Blood was gushing out, but still fighting. All of a sudden, they had flap, 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 flap in the sky. By the time they would look up, they saw four vultures. The vultures were already surrounding them, waiting to feed on their corpses when they killed themselves. Two of them saw the vultures. They stopped fighting. Anger is a disease that makes your mouth work faster than your mind. Worked faster than your man. Unspoken anger is never regretted. Just like I told you last time, that one lesson they taught us as scientists, that you can never misquote silence. You can't misquote silence. And that if your speaking will not improve the discussion, keep silent. So one mindset we need to really deal with, and we must innovate, is a serpentine mind work. Anger and hatred. Rise to your feet now. We'll continue next time from there. Rise to your feet. All eyes closed. Sing that song again loud and clear. Like we sang last Sunday. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. I want you to sing it with concentration.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever new. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like.
Can you sing it again, loud and clear?
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever. Change my heart, oh Lord. May I be like you.
Sing it again, loud and clear.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever new. Change my heart. May I be like you.
Take my life and let it be.
moment and my day. Let them know he sees us.
Sing it again loud and clear.
Take my life.
Revival, Lord, let it start within my soul. Only God's live I. Right, God, send down the revival.
Let it start within my soul.
Hallelujah.
Only God's revival.
Send down revival.
Send down revival, Lord. Let it start within my soul.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost revival. Pentecost of fire.
Send down revival.
Oh, send down revival, Lord. Let it start within my soul.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost revival. Pentecost of fire.
Send down.
Oh, send down revival, Lord. Let it start within my soul.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost revival. Pentecost of fire.
Send down revival.
Oh, send down revival, Lord. Let it start within my soul. Holy Ghost revival. Pentecost of fire.
My life, in my life,
there is a great revival. Teach me, Lord, to watch and pray, and to read my Bible.
In my life, in my life.
In my life,
thy secret revival,
there is a great revival. Teach me, Lord, to watch and pray and to read my Bible.
Father, we come before you today. You know us more than we know ourselves. Every mind that needs to be overhauled, that needs to be renovated, Father, touch us with your fire in the name of Jesus. Anything you need to do in our lives, that we may access our divine destiny, do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. All eyes closed. Right there where you are, I want you to lay your hands on your chest as you pray this prayer. And pray it with all seriousness. Mind-blocking spirits, clear the way by the power in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and clear them away. Amen. All eyes closed. Somebody in this service, this year alone, plenty of people have died in your family. And you are afraid too now. Please, if you are that person, I will wait for you here. Run quickly to this altar. Many have died in that family this year. Not two, not three. Just find a way. Run quickly to the altar here. and you're already getting scared and worried that it may be your turn. But I have information for you that you shall not die but live to declare the works of God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory be to the name of Jehovah. With your hands still on your chest, shout this again loud and clear. Arrows fired to pollute my mind. Backfire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. As the people at the altar here have been anointed. Also, if you are in this meeting this day, and you have an important interview this week, also come to the altar here. The Lord is waiting for you here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shout this again loud and clear, and lay your hands on your chest. Powers assigned to kill me before my time. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it loud and clear. Papat has atila kayaba. Riba sepende keyabo shente raba santila kayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus.
The God who created my sentiments on my feet, on my brain, that God.
Father, as your children go into this month, make it a month of double grace, a month of double passion, a month of uncommon anointing, uncommon testimonies, uncommon progress. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing which breaketh every yoke overshadow your children in the name of Jesus. To you, Father, be the glory. To you, Father, be the honor. To you, Father, be the adoration. All the prayer requests, O Lord, answer them by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. After the grace, the men should gather for their 10 minutes prayer meeting. Let us share the grace in fellowship. Shout hallelujah. Let all the men in the house shout a big hallelujah. Take any song of praises in your own mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All eyes closed. Please listen to these prophetic revelations about men coming to this mountain. Listen to me very carefully. No one comes to mountain of fire and miracles ministry by chance. If God has brought you here, it must be for a purpose. Revelation number one. There are thousands of men who come here, whom the Almighty has repositioned for greater wealth. But then there are things they need to drop. You need to drop those things completely if you want these blessings to manifest. Meaning that if you are one of the men in this church, I see drinking, going after strange women, immorality, it's like blocking your own breakthrough and prayers. I have a message to you at this prayer meeting that you need to make up your mind that you want to access your prosperity and you must drop everything the Almighty wants you to drop. You are not a witch. You are not a wizard. You don't have juju. You don't have dark powers. The only person you call upon is the Almighty God. So if you are now offending that Almighty God, how will the breakthrough come? This is the first revelation. Two, there are people here today. If you will, with bold faith in your heart, make a vow before the Lord, that Lord, if you make so amount to come into my hand, I will give you a quarter of it. The Lord said, if you make that vow, you intend to fulfill it, and you want to fulfill it, that within the next 10 days, prosperity is going to come your way in a way that Herod does not understand, in a way that Goliath does not understand. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I don't know what business proposal you have, and I don't know what you are expecting, but if you make a vow in your heart right at this meeting that, Father, if you pull this through for me, I will give you a quarter, you'll be amazed at how it will move. That is very, very important. The third revelation upon which we have to pray is that anyone here who has made a very bad investment and is not yielding what it should yield, if you will pray the prayers at this prayer meeting, within 24 hours, everything will change. This is the purpose for which we are gathered here. This is a male prayer meeting. Pray like a man. Pray with seriousness. Pray in a way that will embarrass whoever by your side, whoever is by your side. And then see what happens after that. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Loud and clear. Powers of wasted investments. of Jesus. Para tasalia. Motaliko tendeka. Para kasente ya moshente raba. Yes. Your voice is not loud enough. This is where, that's why we're here. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible makes a lamentation. Say, I see princes trekking while servants are riding on their horses. This is an abnormal situation. And you should not be allowed to continue. Can you shout this loud and clear? Every servant riding the horse of my destiny. Somersault! Death! In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the last prayer point. Pray it with reckless violence. Every hole dug for me. Hear the word of the Lord. Can I hear you shouting that? Your voice is not angry enough. Your voice is still not angry enough. Swallow your dicker in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.